for this church here in Wilson. I'm grateful for each member and each person who attends here. Lord, you have been faithful to us. We're so grateful to that. Your people have been faithful, and we are grateful for that. Lord, I just rejoice in what you have done, and we're at this point where we are. And Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do with us in the future. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless this meeting, and that through it all, you would be honored and glorified. So we talked about in the sermon this morning, the goal of all ministry is for you to be glorified. That you would be glorified even in a business meeting. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we officially call the meeting to order at this time at about 1:47. And I think what we'll probably do this year, what we did last year, you can change this if you want. It's not written in stone, but I'll share my report, and if Joss wants to share his, he can. And then the other people, Shelly has hers written in there, so if she wants to say something, she can. If anybody else has a report that they would want to give, we'll let you give that too. We'll probably get asked Don for an update on Sunday school and just see how he thinks things are going there. And we'll just approve all of the reports at the end, okay, rather than proving each one individually. It just gets to be so monotonous. So that's the way we did it last year, and I suggest we do it again this year. Let me give you the minutes from last year. The annual church meeting was held on April 3rd, 216, with 51 members present. Pastor opened in prayer and called the meeting to order. Clarice gave the financial summary. Pastor Mannon gave the pastor's report. Pastor Josh shared the youth pastor's report. Debbie Mannon gave a BGMC, that's Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. They changed it, so I have to think. Missionary Challenge report. All of the reports were encouraged to be read individually. All reports were approved. Jeremy James gave an update on the parking lot. The roster was closed. An election for the office of deacon was held. Before the election, Pastor answered some written questions about deacon qualifications, term limits, and more along that line. Jeremy shared an idea about an elder board. Before the election, a motion was made, seconded, and approved to have the first ballot be a nominating ballot for the top two vote-getters, unless a third person's votes were close within one or two ballots, or if someone received a majority of the votes cast. In that case, there would be an election. James Stauffer was elected. New business was discussed from questions and proposals submitted by members. Number one, how is the budget decided? Number two, Pastor and Debbie's 25th church anniversary celebration was discussed. The meeting was adjourned. Respectfully submitted, Pastor Rick Mannon. All right. Don, could you give us a roster report there? Could you find out how many people have signed the roster? Okay, good. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. This is your church, and of course it's God's church, but God chose you to be a part of it, and I'm so grateful for that. Let me give you my report at this time. Every year when I write the pastor's report, I have the same two thoughts. One, I'm grateful for the past year, and I am grateful that the past year is over. I was grateful for the things that happened last year, but I also had some health issues, you know, and I think all those are behind me, so thanks for your prayers. But I'm really excited about the coming year, and those are my exact thoughts as Debbie and I start toward our 27th year here. God continues to be gracious to our church through all various circumstances, challenges, and seasons. God invites us deeper in our relationship with Him and in ministry opportunities. Teach well, lead well, care well. I try to focus on three things as lead pastor. Preach or teach, lead, and care for people. The pulpit is a critical opportunity to disciple and mentor the church. And I want you to know that I take that responsibility to feed the flock very seriously. But teaching doesn't just happen with me. Pastor Josh does a great job teaching, leading, and caring for the youth. And also when he fills in for me, whether it's preaching or visitation. I appreciate all the Sunday school teachers, led by Don Stauffer, the Sunday school superintendent. Teaching the children is crucial. So thank you to all who've had a part in it, whether it's Sunday school, children's church, Wednesday night, VBS, sports camp, or whatever other part you may play. With the church board, we strive to come up with ideas to lead the church in new ideas, vision, and ministry. I want to thank Lowell Burton, James Stauffer, and Jeremy James for their service. They served on the deacon board last year, and I have been blessed to serve with them. I'm grateful for the other church ministries as well. Their success is all our success. Therefore, we need to support them. We need to support each other's ministries. My joy is to see all these other ministries thrive. I shared these three words with you in the service this morning. It's become my vision. Gather, grow, and go. God has laid on my heart the idea of discipleship. I preached a series on that last year. Now everything I do is with discipleship in mind. So we need to gather here as the Lord's disciples and learn and grow together. A disciple really is a learner. And then we need to go out and make other disciples, which is the Great Commission. It's the commission that our Lord Jesus left us with. The goal of all ministry is to worship and glorify God, and I appreciate Nikki and the worship team as they help us fulfill that goal here. Through our gatherings, we not only grow, but are recharged to go into the world and distribute what God has given us to share. On a personal note, Debbie and I wish to thank you for the wonderful 25-year anniversary celebration. I mean, it was just absolutely wonderful. I know a lot of you went to a lot of work, hard work, to put it together, and we appreciate it. Thank you for the gift. If you don't know, they gave us a four-wheeler last year, which I only got to use about three times, but I'm anxious to get it out this year and really put it to the test. So thank you for all of that. And we just want you to know that we love and appreciate you, the cards and the gifts, not only for our 25th anniversary celebration, but throughout the year that we receive. So we appreciate you, and I appreciate my wife and my family. I could not do this without them. And Debbie and I love and care for all of you very much. Thank you for allowing us the joy of serving you and with you. It is truly humbling. Thank you. Josh, did you want to come? Not yet. We'll do it. We'll do it before we vote. No, it's still fine if they start.
I'm ready for a nap. Well, this last year has been a full year, as usual. A lot of activities and events, and some of the highlights we put on the spaghetti dinner last year. I just want to, again, thank everybody for your help this year, everybody who donated stuff or helped out in some way or another. A lot of you I couldn't do without your help. Rod helping us make the spaghetti sauce. And Mom helped with all the preparation. Ryan and all the youth, I can't even name everybody that that helped out so much. So I appreciate everybody's help. And appreciate your love and support of our young people. As usual, we went on our annual canoe trip last June. And despite several warnings to the children or to the youth to put on sunscreen, they didn't listen. And they got fried really bad. As a matter of fact, some of them still have tan lines today from that. Ryan's one of them. So we're looking forward to that again this year in June. We also did a couple of different things that we hadn't done before. We had a gaming night and brought several gaming consoles. We had some kids come that don't normally attend church, And they really enjoyed it and said, well, if you do this again, let us know. So I pray that we made an impact in their lives. And then we also had a New Year's lock-in, which we hadn't done in a while. And that was really well attended. We had between 30 and 40 people. And one of the new games that we've incorporated, you've probably seen the PVC pipes that were set up in the multipurpose room before. That's a game called Nine Square. And it was a huge hit. I think there was a line to play it like all night long. And so we're going to probably incorporate that into more of our youth events because it was so popular. And so I just ask that all of you keep us in prayer this coming year. We've got some big ideas, some big plans that include more things like concerts, retreats, fundraisers, and so much more. So please remember us in prayer as we seek to step forward this year. Just a little financial report. We started the year with $1,713 and ended the year with $1,979. And once again, just thank you so much for your love and support of me and Brittany and just all the cards, the offerings, the notes, your comments. They really mean the world to us, and we really feel like a family with everyone. So thank you for your love and support. We're still thinking about where to go. We put it on hold because Brittany got pregnant with Ethan and didn't want to travel while she was pregnant, and we're kind of waiting till he's to an age where we can leave for a while. So, but no, that's one of the plans that we really want to start raising some funds for and go on a missions trip somewhere. Yep. I know I didn't put all of the events. I mean, we did a lot of stuff, so I just kind of throw some of the highlights in there. But Feed My Starving Children is on my calendar of something to do, too. Any other questions? Thank you.
And I would encourage you to, the youth kind of just put on the Feed Your Starving Children and invite the whole church. And if you've never been to that, I would encourage you to go. It's a lot of fun. It really goes by, time goes by quickly, and you really feel like you accomplished something. And before they pack it on the trucks, everybody who wants to can gather around, lay hands on the packages of food and pray for it. And so that's something that you can all be involved in. Yes. You mean as far as young? Boy, Josh, is there a minimum age? But, all right. I guess we've been kind of doing questions as we've been reading them. That's fine. We'll just approve them all later. But I'm going to ask Annette if she would come and just give the summary. And I want to express my appreciation to Annette. She just jumped in here in October and took up the slack and be a church treasurer. So she just jumped right in. And she kind of had to learn on the go. But let's show her appreciation and thank you for taking this big job.
Had a beginning balance, beginning of the year of $20,444. Our total income for the year was $169,900. Expenses were $186,100. We had an ending balance of $4,200. Okay.
You have any questions? We're here. Okay, Glenn. Well, I'd be happy to discuss. The only thing we have talked about so far is we want to do more ministry. And exactly what that is, you know, we haven't really decided. But we are so grateful that everything has paid off. And again, thank you. Well, we got the black, you don't know, maybe, we got the blacktop paid off last year without borrowing a dime. So, yeah, we were so good to be out of debt. We were 5,000 short, and somebody from the church said, I'll pay the 5,000. And so they took care of it. And so we didn't have to borrow any money. Yeah, so kind of, I think, Glenn, going to depend on who the board member is, what their vision is. Annette and I went to a meeting last Tuesday where they were working on church budgets. And to me, it was eye-opening to see what other churches spend on certain things. So we're going to be going over it. We're going to be talking. But I guess at this point, I can't give you a good answer other than we want to do ministry opportunities. We can ask them before we vote on them. We'll ask. I know I agree with you. You know, it sometimes helps to know. I get the opportunity to ask questions of these guys if I want to, and you don't always. So yeah, James, you had a comment. We don't have a written rule, but we've always tried to have like 10% of our general fund go toward missions. So if you look at it and you see what we actually brought in for tithes and offerings, I'm not including the payments that are owed us, but if you look at what came in for tithes and offerings, we were actually over $10,000 in our missions giving. Honestly, I know other churches don't come near that. I know other churches that only give what's given through pledges. But, you know, our church, I think, has been very, very good with missions. Does that mean we're done? Absolutely not. We still want to support missions. But, in fact, you know, if anybody wants to know, I'd be happy to give you another church's budget percentages. I won't give you their actual dollar figures, but I'd give you percentages of what they do in some of these areas if you're interested. And I think you'll find that our church really is generous. Sharon? Years, I don't know, they owe us $11,000 yet. Should be, okay, I guess, yeah, less than a year. Laura? Yeah, that has been discussed as well. Yep. Yes. Okay, Glenn. It was last summer. It was last summer sometime. I think the lawnmower broke down, and we had to get somebody to mow it. And they wanted to get reimbursed, or they wanted some payment for it. It's a good question. I don't know. Are you going to help us out there, Glenn? Okay. Agree, it should be fixed. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Sharon. Yeah, I was, huh? Yeah, I was a little surprised to see that myself. I don't know. I can tell you this, we spent more than that already this year in benevolence. We haven't in the past anyway set aside money for benevolence. We've just kind of helped people as they need it. And since we're so close to Quick Trip, and we're Assemblies of God is the first church in the phone book, we do get a lot of requests. So, and I know I've given a lot of people gas and stuff, so I'm surprised at that number. But you know, did I ever tell you about the time somebody contacted me and they were stranded up here? And so I went to see if I could help them. And I offered to buy them a bus ticket. I mean, they were stranded. So I offered to buy them a bus ticket. They wouldn't take it. They wanted my car or nothing. So guess what they got? They got nothing. You deal with it. All right. Any other questions? Okay, I get housing allowance, I get part of my salary I'll take for gas allowance, I get an allowance for buying materials, for taking people out to eat, those kinds of things. So that probably most of that would be a housing allowance. Okay, the realtor fees is when we sold the old church, we sold it on a land contract. The realtor was real gracious because we weren't selling it on a land contract. He didn't demand all his money up front. As we got paid, then we paid him. So we're still paying him because we're still being paid. So hopefully we won't see that next year. Once we're paid off, then the realtor will be paid off. So it's nothing really that's coming out of our money per se. It's money that John pays us. That part of that goes to the realtor. Yes. Yep. All right. We got one more report that's written, and that's Shelley. And I don't know, Shelley, do you want to say anything? We appreciate Shelley and the women's ministries doing a great job. Thank you, Shelley. Do you have any questions, anybody, about women's ministries? All right. Then is there a motion to accept the reports? Okay, Bev made a motion. Is there a second to receive the reports? Okay, Glenn, I'll pick you. All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. And it's carried. Oh, we are flying by here. At this time, we're going to move to the election of a deacon. We only have one election this year, and Jeremy James's term has expired, and he is not going to run. Yes, Brian. We will. Yes, thanks for reminding me. Let me give you the three nominations that have been accepted. I don't know, maybe you just want to type them in, or is that what you're going to do? All right. So we've got Dick Linhog. And would you stand, Dick? Stay standing. Okay. Jim Hoyt. Front to the back. And then back there is Nathan Clark. So those are three guys, and they're all great guys that we appreciate. And use these two guys in communion today, and Nathan was stuck in the back, so. So this could be your three choices. Now, while they are standing, does anybody have any questions for them? Do you guys mind, guys, if you answer a question? Or if you want to share something, that's fine. But if you'd like to ask them something, now is your chance. Thanks, Jim. All right, Nathan, can you guys all hear him? Okay. All right. these guys. Anybody else have a question for him? Okay. Let's get an updated roster report. We could do that. We have 42 members voting. For a majority is needed for an election, so that would be 22, correct? Yes, Dave. Well, I shouldn't say. All right. Pastor Josh, pray over this section. If you would go ahead and write down just one name. Anybody have an announcement? Want to plug anything at this time? I do want to, again, express my appreciation to the three and their willingness to serve and great men. So God has blessed us. I would just give you a couple of announcements while we're killing time here. We have been working on updating the Constitution a bit. We are way behind the Wisconsin district, and so we are looking at that. Of course, before any changes were to be made, we would have to have a special bylaw meeting. A meeting just for changing the bylaws, and you would be given plenty of notice before that happened. But it's something you could be in prayer about, and so a lot of things have changed, and we're running off the old bylaws, old bylaws. So, I don't know. Anybody else have an announcement? Women's Ministries is where this month? You're here? Here. Okay. I don't know. We had talked about that, but it might be one of those things you got to build on, but it just didn't go over well but when we had it here that last time, so I don't know. Corn feed. Yeah. I don't know if we'll do that or something different. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it in theaters they want? He gets first dibs. There's a movie coming out, The Case for Christ, which should be very, very good. The Case for Christ. It's this week. Les Strobel or whatever his name was. Lee. He was a journalist. So we do have an election. Nathan Clark was elected, so let's give him a hand. Congratulations, Nathan. We'll be putting you to work immediately. But we'll have to find out when we can get together and meet. So there were just two proposals that were given to me to discuss at this meeting. Number one was Operation Christmas Child. And I am trying to learn to delegate, so I am going to delegate this, Shelley, to the women. I guess. I know better than to pick on you, boy. I should know better. Well, I was just going to say this. You don't have to do it. I'm just giving it to you as something to consider. So, okay. Yes, Cindy. Okay. Nikki? Sure. Let me know if you need any money, and we'll take it to the board. Yeah. Just. Okay. All right, Fran. You're quick, I tell you. Can I give you a hint? Never tell Shelley you don't like something, because she'll have you do it. All right, Fran. Okay. Okay. Sure. Sure. All right. Sure. Okay. We'll see what we can do. Okay. Sharon? Okay. Thank you for volunteering. That was good. Let's thank the youth, actually. That really was good. I appreciate that. Okay, and the only other proposal I had was, speaking of movies, somebody would like us to show a movie like once a month, have a movie night. And actually, we started doing that. There are a lot of good Christian movies out now, a lot more than there used to be. And we started doing that. We ran into a little bit of a problem with our projector. We bought a movie-quality projector up here, and I don't know how many people have worked on it and called the company to try to change the format size to fit our screen. It's impossible. Yeah, Josh was on the phone for hours. And what we need to do is we need to get the wide screen now to show the new movies, because they're all that wide format. So we need about $1,500 probably to buy a new screen that has the wide format. We can't show it on the sides. We have, but those side projectors that we have are not for movies. They're for text. You know, they were cheap. They were less than $400 a piece. So yes, Bob.
Perfect.